talking business. Once again, Saturday morning, Biz Talk is coming at you at the speed of sound. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Tony. We got a great show this morning, as always.
We're going to be cleaning up this morning.
We're going Actually, I got all kinds of one-liners for this. This morning.
Then we better get over get the introductions over quick.
Alrighty. Anyway, we are as you know, if you've been listening to the show every Saturday morning, we talk business here on the radio. And if you're a new business or a wannabe new business, or you're somebody that's been in business or had a business for a while, you want to listen to the show because we talk empowerment strategies, we talk marketing strategies, we talk about accounting, we talk about business, business all the way. So anything you wanted to know about business but were afraid to ask, this is the show for you. And plus, we're going to give out some books this morning. We've got some great books to give out. Now, I'll give phone numbers later in the show so people can call us. So.
Right. And Jim, the show is brought to the listening audience each week by our sponsors. BizTalk produces the show for the benefit of the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities.
Right.
And the sponsors help pay the bills, and the net proceeds go to the SCORE chapter, and that supports the entrepreneurial educational advisory services of our local SCORE chapter. And it's really not so local, actually. It goes from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have 60 mentors in our SCORE chapter. And we have experts in all different fields, HR, IT, accounting, banking, legal, manufacturing, just about anything anybody would want to know about a business. If they want to start a business, if they have a challenge in their business, they want to grow their business, SCORE can be a great resource. So we would invite the listening audience, anyone who's thinking of going into business or growing a business, to give us a chance to talk to you and see how we might be able to help you. And you can reach us at scorefoxcities.com. On the website, there's an application for filling it in, and you'll get submit that application, and you'll get a call back. Counselor will be contacting you.
Yeah, usually in a couple of days, but it could take up to maybe a week in some cases. One thing, the SCORE chapter is all volunteers.
Right, all volunteers. So it's all free. And our sponsors of the program include Associated Bank, who does a great job with their big footprint bank in the Midwest. They offer business lending, consumer lending, a lot of banking services. We also have a great sponsor in Lakeview Credit Union, located here in the Appleton-Neenah-Menasha area. We have a great sponsor in the accounting field, Alberts and Haling CPAs. In fact, I just met with Kurt Haling this week, and he has some updated information I'll be sharing next week on IRS audits, something some of us are familiar with.
I am, very much so.
And we have a new sponsor this weekend, this weekend. It's Ann Ertel Sawaski of Sawaski Law. Welcome aboard, Ann. We're really happy to have you on board, and she provides the legal aspect in terms of sponsorships. And she's going to be a guest in our program on May 21st. And we always enjoy having our sponsors come on because they can be a resource, and folks can call in and ask a question about accounting or legal or finance while those guest appearances are on the air.
And did we mention the Business News?
The Business News is also a sponsor. They're really good because they promote our program in their biweekly periodical. And it is called Business News. And if anyone would be interested in it, it's really worth the money. It's $20 for a year, and you get it every 2 weeks.
It's a big bang for the buck, actually.
You get a lot of good business news in the periodical. It's good stuff.
Okay, and why don't we just go ahead and take a break? We're going to be talking junk on the radio this morning. I hope you folks know that. So you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll see you right on the other side.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp. Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are back talking business right here in Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And as I said just before we took a break, we're talking junk this morning. That is exactly what's going on. And if you're wondering what that's all about, we've got in the studio this morning, our guest is Bill Kaczewski. And his lovely wife, Tracy, came in to join us. And, Bill, you're the new owner of a brand new business called Truck and Junk. And very interesting concept. Mm-hmm. So we want to find out all about how we get rid of junk and how can we use you.
Sure, absolutely. First of all, I want to thank Jim and Tony for having me on this morning. We really appreciate it. Yep. The name of the company is Truck and Junk, your yep. junk removal solution. And what we do is we're a full-service junk removal company where it's a... it's a product, it's a service, we're very professional, we're up front, we are uniformed, right. have insured, bonded drivers, where we go into residence or a commercial business and all a customer does is simply point and lets us know what they want to get rid of and we take it away, we do all the lifting, we take it out of the basement, the garage, the attic, outside, we take all sorts of things from furniture, appliance, construction debris. Basically everything except hazardous waste.
Most of the things that the waste management companies won't take or don't take
anymore.
Yeah. We're talking mm-hmm. a little before the show, and I just want to interject here. There might be some guys out there getting worried right now. So if your policy is that if you're going to go in, you have a spousal consent situation where the wife can't call up and say, point at this, get it out of here without the husband's approval.
It reminds me of the one-liner Henny Youngman says, wife ran out and says to the garbage man, am I too late for garbage? They said, no, jump in.
And that applies to in-laws as well. No in-laws and no wives or husbands. So.
Well, the interesting part of this business, though, is, and you and I talked, you became a score client, and we got a chance. So that's when I said, hey, lights went on, and I said, this is going to be a great business for us to talk about in the radio, because the way you started it, you did exactly what entrepreneurs when they find something that there's no service that's fulfilling a need out there. You started it.
Exactly. What yeah. happened is my wife's grandpa had passed away, and I was very close to them as well. And they live over about an hour and 45 minutes away from Appleton here. And I saw my father-in-law going back and forth about an hour and 45 minutes on nights and weekends. And really, with 50 years of stuff in the house, most of it had to go away. And it needed to get out of there or donated or carted away. And that's when it kind of just started to click, saying, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we had a service or if there was a service out there where you could simply call and they would come in and simply point and they would take it away, haul it away for you, and dispose of it properly? And that's where the juices started to flow.
Oh, yeah.
And then we... after talking with my wife, who's very financially savvy, and she's a CPA, and my sales background, I thought this would be something perfect we could look into. And then we started to do some market research, and we started to look into it and said, hey, there's There's nobody that does this on a professional, upfront basis, right, and does it right. And that's when we said, both of us looked at each other at the same time and said, this would be a great, great business to get into.
Well, how many times does the light bulb just go on when you have an idea like that? And few people act on that idea. But exactly. You did. You yep. took steps and
you
made
bet.
It happen.
Yeah. And once it started to go, I had the total support of my family,
yeah.
My father-in-law, mother-in-law, my mother, who've been very, very supportive from the get-go and said, we'll back in, we'll do whatever it takes, we'll work with you, we'll work for you. And so if it wasn't for their encouragement and their pushing us mm-hmm. and, yeah. you know, really helping us out along the way, it would have never, you know, became the real thing.
But Thomas Edison said the value of an idea, the real value of an idea lies in using it and applying it. So a lot of people, like you said, Jim, they have ideas about starting a business, think about it, and let it go away. And then maybe 6 months or a year later, they see it coming up from someone else.
Someone else did it, and they go, I had that idea.
Yeah. Yep. And I've always wanted to be in business. I always wanted to be a business owner. I'm 43 years old. I've been in sales my whole life. And
got that entrepreneurial spirit.
Entrepreneur spirit. Yeah. You know, I sold shoes. I've done it all. I sold cars. And the thing is that I've always was looking for the right type of opportunity, mm-hmm. and when it hit us just out of the blue, came out of left field, mm-hmm. everything started to come together.
And you never know when the opportunity is going to be surfacing.
Exactly.
You have to be ready for it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a quick announcement before we go any further, because I want to let people, if they want to call in this morning, I'd love to hear from people.
Please.
The number in Appleton, if you want to give us a call, is 281-1150, real simple. And if you're in Green Bay, you can call us at 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, maybe you're up in Door County or you're down in Fond du Lac, you can call us at 866-887-1150. That's a toll-free line.
Now, it's really a neat story because the both of you started the business, and Bill, you're a sales guy and full of enthusiasm and energy and vision and strategy and let's go do it and let's get her done. But I sense there's someone pulling back on the reins a little bit here. Huh? Right?
Yeah. Well,
cooler heads prevail in this family.
Well, I am more the account. I am an accountant and the business mind. And yeah, if he would go with all of the ideas and everything he wants, we'd be all over the country by now, which is a great thing. So, no, he's got lots of enthusiasm.
Tracy, there's an old saying that says, I'd rather try to tame a stallion and to motivate a mule.
Absolutely.
So it's good to have all that energy and then harness it and focus it. But the key, I think, is you listen to each other.
Oh, yeah.
There's not one that's going to say, you're going to do it my way. It's a team approach, and that's what makes these things work.
Right. Yeah, he's got his special niche and his marketing ideas and his sales ideas, and he can run with that. And I can do the books, and I can help on that end and say this is what we need to do and how to do it, and he'll run with it.
When did you actually start your business?
We started it at the end of October, last week of October.
In 2010.
Yes.
In 2010.
Okay.
Yep. So we're brand new, and we serve all of Northeast Wisconsin. We go all the way to Fond du Lac and go all the way up to Door County, everything in between. And
now, you mentioned before the show we were talking about your business, and you mentioned that you'll go pick things up and people can just point, we'll put it in a truck. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned something really neat that I thought you should talk about on the show, and that is when you have things that you donate, what do you do? Tell us about how you donate those things.
You bet. What we do is actually Easter Seals, when they first heard of us and we were just getting started, they had sent us a letter where they wanted to get involved with us and asked us what we were doing with our soft lines, any clothing, blankets, even old rags, anything, any of the soft lines, and they wanted to take advantage of us, you know, out in the community and picking up these things. So we team with them, and they will take all of our soft lines. We donate a lot to Goodwill as well, some of the hard items that they can use. And there's so many things out there that people think are junk, but they can be.
Well, they may be junk to that person.
Maybe junk to that person, but they can be
to somebody else.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the things we do though that is if we're going to a location and someone has items that they also know as a value, but they don't want it, we will pick it up and we will take it to Goodwill or to a local thrift store of your choice. You know, you can tell us where you'd like it to go, and if you want it donated, it we'll take it, we'll donate it, we'll pick up the tax deductible receipt for you, and then we will mail that to you or drop it off for you, so you can still claim the tax deduction.
That's a little value added to the service.
That's a big value added, because there are other companies who might take that themselves.
Right.
But to provide that to the customer, you're providing a service, but it's not over until the tax deduction receipt goes back to the former owner of the stuff.
Right.
The only thing they didn't turn over was the Rembrandt that was in one of their truckloads. And that. Hey, I want to get, once again, if you give us a call, 281-1150 in Appleton, 271-1150 Green Bay. If you're outside the listening area, it's 866-887-1150. We are going to give away a book if they give us a call. They've got to come in the air with us.
Good book.
Winning Ways for Life. It's a great book. So, okay, we're going to take a short break here on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
You guys are really...
K or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Okay, we're back talking business right here on BizTalk. We are so excited to have you call in this morning. And if you call in, I promise we will get you a copy of Winning Ways for Life that was written by Ma Nguyen, last week's guest.
It's a great book, a story of his life and how spirituality and finances can blend together to build a solid life.
Excellent book, and we'd love to make a gift of it to you for calling us this morning. Once again, I'm going to give out the numbers, 281-1150, 271-1150 if you're in Green Bay. And if you're outside the area, it's 866-887-1150. And our guest this morning is Bill and Tracy Kazuski. And the company is called Truck and Junk. And now we had a caller wanted us to spell that. So it's the word truck, T-R-U-C-K, and then N with an apostrophe.
Apostrophe N, junk. And truck, apostrophe N, J-U-N-K.
And LLC.
You bet, LLC. And our phone number is 920-858-1455. And we do have our website, www.truck-n-junk.com. And we can be reached at truck-n-junk@new.rr.com as well.
And we will give those off again before we wrap up the show. I just want to, you know, you started this business a couple of months, actually, back in November. Mm-hmm. And did you sit down and kind of put a pen to paper and put your business plan together when you started this thing?
We really did, actually. We looked at obtaining a franchise for the Green Bay and Appleton area.
Oh, buying a franchise,
a franchise. Gotcha. We did look into that, and we actually, after looking into it, getting some information, Tracy being the CPA that she is, we did put a pen to a paper, and we said, look, we can do this our way, and we can do it for a lot less. We were able to do it more economically and doing it at a local level. And with my ideas and with her ideas, we knew we could make it work.
Now, did you do a little research, like who's doing this in the market before we launch this business?
Exactly. Quite extensively. Uh-huh. We looked probably 6 months into it, and we did. I actually looked at every single competitor. Who would be my competitors? We did spreadsheets. We did price comparisons. We did locations. Okay. We did the size of the companies. And we always found something that was lacking. Mm-hmm. Being a junk removal business isn't exactly an attractive business. I mean, we wanted to make it a professional business where it's very personable And I've made some great relationships with a lot of our customers. Right. They really, you know, share a lot of personal tragedies that they've had and the reason that they're getting ready. It could be downsizing.
There's got to be a lot of memories with some of the things that you remove from the home.
Mm-hmm. There really are.
A lot of memories, the old couch, the old tools, mm-hmm. the whatever it is, cookware.
Yeah, we've run into some sad stories, but yet we try to make it as painless as possible. And we're a very professional company. We come in a nice truck. We come in totally uniformed, and we're professional, and we're trying to take it, the junk removal business, into the next level where it can be...
You basically clean up when you're finished too, right?
Yeah. We go in, if we remove items from a basement or a garage or a storage unit, we'll go in, we'll professionally remove the items and sweep up after ourselves and clean up and make it look as nice as we can for the person before we leave.
Yeah, that adds a nice professional touch to the service. It adds that again, value added.
Mm-hmm. Describe a typical customer, if there's such a thing. It's probably a commercial-type customer and a consumer-type customer. What would a commercial and a consumer customer look like?
You bet. Our retail customer, our residential customer, is we've had, what I've been seeing is a lot of single moms, a single women, where there was no means to get the items up from the basement or get them out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we've had some, we run the gamut with residential. Also, we've had people where it's a full family, mom, dad, two kids, a couple dogs, where they simply want it out immediately, and they simply want it out quickly, and they don't have the means, the time, the energy to get rid of it. More of a white collar, where same thing, they don't have a lot of time, energy, but they do want it out quickly, and they want it done professionally, someone they can trust coming into their home at night, where they can, you know.
How about you are bonded too, then?
Insured and bonded.
What about a business client?
Surprisingly enough, we've had people I wouldn't expect contact us. We've had a steel company where they manufacture and different types of steel and machine it. And believe it, we were in there looking at some of the junk to take away because they wanted it done in a manner that only we could provide, where they didn't have to rent a dumpster and they didn't have to toss it.
No, you just didn't want to drive to Pittsburgh. That's that was your problem.
Exactly.
Okay, we got Colleen on the line here. Colleen, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you charge per hour, or how do you charge?
Good question.
Great question, and that's one of the things we always tell our customers, and how we charge is by volume of truck. And all of our labor and our time, we do not charge by the hour. We do not charge by the item. So it doesn't matter what we take from you, Colleen. It matters by truck volume. We have a minimum charge, and then it goes up to a quarter truck, a half truck charge, three quarters, and a full truckload.
Okay. Can you give me those charges?
I'm sorry?
Can you... tell me what those charges are.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. Our minimum charge is $79. And so if you just have one item, and it could be just maybe a refrigerator and a couch, it doesn't quite fill up a whole quarter of a truck, it'd be $79. And then from there, it's a quarter truck is $125. Half a truck is $250. And a full truck is $396. And how we do that with judging how much is a quarter, how much is a half, what we do is we go by, we try to give an estimate to the customer. We do give an estimate or quote. We'll come out to you at no charge, no obligation, Colleen, and say, from what you're showing me, we're looking at about a quarter of a truck.
So you'll quote the job.
Exactly.
So is it a pickup truck are we talking, or what type of a truck?
No, we have it's a cube truck. It's called a cab over. It's a 14 feet long truck, 8 feet high and 8 feet wide.
Okay.
And we have a lift gate on the back of it.
Okay.
And it's 896 square feet. And what we do is a lot of times where I will judge, that's looking like a half a truckload. But the way we pack, you know, floor to ceiling, and we can really jam that junk in there, more times than not, we're looking at where I'm a lot less than I say. So, and we'll work with customers since we're not a franchise. We're just getting going. We're a local company. We bend over backwards to work with the customer saying, here's what I thought, but you know what? It's just this. You know, we're more than happy to work with you that way.
Good deal.
Thank
Colleen,
you.
Thank you. Hey, did we get your mailing address so we can get you a book? Okay, sounds good. Anyway, if you want to give us a call, once again, 281-1150 in Appleton, 271-1150 in Green Bay. We'll take your calls.
Bill, I have a question for you on the material that you pick up, the things you're going to haul away.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big turnover today in electronics. You know, a lot of people are getting rid of those big projection TVs. We used to have one in our house. My brother-in-law bought it. So he came and picked it up in his pickup truck.
Sure.
But a lot of electronics are turning over. What do you pick up electronics, and what do you do with them? That's a kind of a strange thing sometimes.
Exactly. That's huge. And just about every single job that we go to, someone tosses in a TV or say, hey, by the way, you're here. I got my old computer monitor. Can you take that?
Right.
And electronic waste, e-waste, they refer to it as. September 1st of 2010, they did make the law where you cannot throw that away into your garbage. You cannot throw that, just throw it away like you used to. So every single job, pretty much, we go into the house and they have some type of computer equipment, a monitor, an old TV, a big console TV, and we do dispose of those items properly. And that's one thing that we advertise. We want people to know that we can take care of that for you. A lot of those older TVs are really, really bulky and heavy.
Heavy, oh yeah. Well, that's another thing. I mean, people may have this stuff, and Uncle Louie's going to come over and move it, and the next thing you know, he's got a bad back, and he puts himself... So people put themselves in harm's way sometimes, and they can call you and get rid of it.
Exactly. Call us, and we have a very quick turnaround time, and we are open 7 days a week. So it doesn't, you know, a lot of people, you know, mom and dad may work all day long and they don't get home till 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And we work nights and we work weekends. So,
well, both of you are still employed.
Yes.
You still have full-time jobs even though you started this business.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's a smart thing to do. Grow the business and get it going and make sure it can support things. I'm sure you consider that.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the challenges we faced with. Do we, you know, does Bill do this full-time? What do we do? But we also work together full-time, and so then we started this business together. So it's been a great... It's wonderful. It's family owned. It's Bill and I, and our kids work with us at night. My father, my mother, Bill's mom help us out, and it's a family owned business, and it's been a great learning experience for Bill and I and the kids and everybody, and
we're really
proud of it.
It's very it's neat to see that both of you you're in it with Bill. I mean, sometimes a spouse may not always agree with but the nice thing is you've got a CPA on your staff. You didn't have to go out and hire one.
I really lucked out, and she keeps me grounded, that's for sure. And I am truly amazed, and I'm so proud of her, how money smart and how number savvy she is. Mm-hmm. She comes up with a lot of great ideas. Or Tracy's more practical, more common, more black and white. But it's surprising how many great ideas, and she really, really contributes a lot to the business. It keeps me grounded.
This is perfect family for entrepreneurship.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
There's another aspect to your business when you started it up, too. We talked a little bit before the show, and having been a former business lender, I'm always curious, gee, did you have to go to the bank and borrow money, and what was that experience like? In this case, you started out at a level where you didn't need to borrow money.
Right. We chose to self-fund this.
Yes.
So that was a decision that we made, and it was another reason why we decided to do it on our own, so that we could start the business at the level we felt comfortable and grow it from there and watch it blossom into a successful business.
A lot of folks think, well, I'm going to go start a business, and I'm going to have a fleet of vehicles, or I'm going to have this big office and get all this machinery and start producing things. And they really don't understand the terrific burden that is on their cash flow to support that debt. So to start out small, slow, and grow and take advantage of the opportunities that are coming your way that you didn't even see coming. A year from now, there might be some areas that you can jump into that you don't know about today.
Right.
But you're flexible enough to be able to go pursue those.
Right.
You're building it one brick at a time, the right way.
Yeah, that was huge when you touched upon going out and bidding a fleet of vehicles, buying an office space, things like that. One of the things that attracted us to the truck and junk, it was where we could run it out of an office, out of our home.
Right.
Where I came across, I had my eye out for a truck. I kind of knew what I wanted, but literally me and my father-in-law one day up in Shano. We were going by an old furniture store, and we saw the truck. And I'm like, that is it. It just came out of the blue, and we weren't looking for it. It kind of hit us. And
well, the truck was flapping his door. I'm over here, Bill.
Pretty much, that was it. So, and then we were able to, as Tracy constantly reminds me, it's keeping the cost down, and we don't need to have a lot of, right now, we have one truck in Appleton. Hopefully, what we want to do, our long-term goals, is we're going to have trucks in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and...
I just wanted to mention, too, interesting you say that, because you also serve right now the Green Bay area, as well as you said you'll go all the way down to Fond du Lac.
Correct. We've already gone. My first job was in Fond du Lac. We got a call. When the day we opened, my first customer was down in Fond du Lac.
Wow.
And we can go all the way up to, and we have gone to Green Bay. And I want to also, with the Door County and so many people having homes and cottages up in Door County,
sure.
That's going to be a real positive location for us as well.
What have you found to be a really effective way to market yourselves? A new company coming out of the chutes, geez, how do we get the word out? How do you do that? What's the effective way to market?
Well, you go in biz talk for one thing.
Absolutely. I should say opportunities like this. I'll let Bill take over, but I will say... the key thing is Bill. Bill is very much, he goes to networking events. He gets himself involved in the community. He'll go and cold call on, apartment buildings and different places that we, potentially can have as customers. And so Bill is the face of Truck and Junk. And that, we have a website and we've done some marketing. But Bill's got lots of ideas on what he wants to do for marketing.
And I would have gone hog wild on the marketing end of it and the print and radio and the magazine ads. But one thing you have to do is, I believe, in branding ourselves, getting our name out there and having an image. And I literally, when we first started, we didn't have any money to do a lot of advertising. And I literally, on my days that I had off, would jump in a car and go to... I'm like, who's going to be my customers? Our apartment buildings, our old age homes, who's going to be my customer? And I would literally go out in the car all day long for 8 hours or in the truck and drive up and talk to people. And I had a really, really good response, and some of those people became our customers. And I just think it's a way of life for us now, where we talk about Truck and Junk and letting people know what you do and how you do it and what makes you different than everybody else.
I think it's the most effective way to market is one-on-one in front of people.
Yep, the old-fashioned way.
Yep. And they know who they're dealing with then.
Yep. Interesting, I got a face for radio and he's got a face for junk.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Hey, we want to get a caller or two in here. Call us at 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, and we will give you a free book if you will give us a call and come on the air with us. And before we do that, we're going to take a short break. We're talking with Bill Kaczewski and his wife Tracy, Truck and Junk, and we're talking junk right here on Biz Talk. We'll be back right after a message or two. You're on News Talk 1150.
Taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call at Lakeview. You'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip.
Call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Ann Ertel Sawaski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Ann Ertel Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730.
Okay, we're back talking business right here on the radio. The show is Biz Talk. Our guests this morning are Bill and Tracy Kaczewski. They are the founders of a company called Truck and Junk, and we got a couple of callers on the line. Let's go with Mitchell. Mitchell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning.
Morning. Was listening to your show, mm-hmm. and you're moving junk and stuff. With the junk, how about debris like branches and old wood piles and stuff like that?
Great question.
Because, you know, I got a large acreage and I want to clean it up, and I think, well, gee, you know, it might be more feasible for to hire someone to come and clean it all out. I mean, is that a possibility?
You bet, Mitchell. Great question. What we do is
definition of what junk is.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you for bringing that up. And what we do is, yes, we do take yard debris, construction debris, and the way I sum it up, everything except hazardous waste. And we do accept appliances, furniture, exercise equipment, e-waste, electronics, yard waste, what you're talking about, Mitchell.
Okay.
Household junk, clothing, cardboard, your old fridges and freezers, microwaves, your mattresses, box springs. We even accept glass, washers and dryers, old books. If you have any lumber out there as well, Mitchell, we'll take that as well. And so, yes, we do accept yard waste, construction waste, and that's what a lot of people ask is, hey, if I am doing a remodel job and I throw out some of the old stuff into the front driveway, do you guys come and pick it up? Yes, we do.
Yeah, I might be better off than getting a dumpster, you know.
Mm-hmm. And save your back some stress, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and the thing about a dumpster, Mitchell, is that we have a very, very quick turnaround time. You don't have to take up the space with a dumpster, and we can just pull in there, and we'll take care of everything for you. You don't have to throw it in the dumpster.
Okay, hey, thank you, Mitchell, for the call. We appreciate it. We got Ann on the line. Ann, are you with us?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, you come and pick up maybe just one item, like a TV set?
You bet. Great question, Ann. And what we do is one item, and I always say we'll take one item or multiple truckloads. So if you just have one item, simply give me a call. I can come and take a look at it, or I can tell you what exactly that would be.
And I also have like a, you know, from a computer, one of those screens.
Uh-huh, exactly. That's considered e-waste, and that's a big thing of what we take. We'd be more than happy to take that away from you.
Okay, now, do you have a phone number?
Absolutely. It's 920.
920.
858.
1455. 1455, because I got a TV that works great, but it's heavy, and I want to get rid of it.
Absolutely. We were more than happy to work with you, Ann.
Okay, thank you.
Ann, I might be over there to watch the basketball game before he takes it.
Yeah, well, you can even have it if you want.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it this morning. Okay, we're kind of coming down the stretch, and you know, as we do every week, we try to get our guests to inject a little pearl of wisdom. We call it a biz tip. And both of you have so many things going on here, and it's really an exciting business. And I'm really, you know, we're going to say we had them on. Remember when they got 50 trucks out there and they're all over the state?
Back at Auk 11.
Can't wait.
They were on at Auk 11.
Yes.
But it all starts with an idea. That's how it started. And people sitting out there listening to you talk a little bit this morning, you know, you're going to find people that say, bingo, maybe I don't want to start a truck and junk company, but I want to start this or that or whatever. And they did it. I can do it. And that's kind of what we're all about here on the Biz Talk Show. Yeah.
And I would say this is probably the most exciting time in my life that I've ever had starting this business. It's one of the most challenging but yet rewarding things I've ever, me and Tracy have ever gone after.
Sure.
And if I could say something that I have not done enough, but I'm going to, as I reached out to SCORE, I know me and Jim had connected, and it's a great service where you can get great advice. And they've been there and done that type of experience,
right.
And they can point you in the right direction. But there's so many resources out there for new entrepreneurs. And believe it or not, people want to see you succeed. People want to see you being successful and taken to the next level.
That's true.
Okay, once again, let's give it. You got a website, and we'll throw out a phone number quickly.
You can reach us at www.truck-n-junk.com and truck-n-junk@new.rr.com. Come and say hi on the website. Take a look at it. 920-858-1455 is our phone number.
Jim, I'd like to ask Tracy if she has a biz tip from the black and white side.
The black and white side, my biz tip would be, even though I am in accounting and a CPA, it was very interesting for me when we sat down and started brainstorming the ideas, the marketing ideas, the financing ideas, the, you know, purchasing of the truck, and actually sitting down and writing out a detailed business plan and a detailed forecast and budget of where you're going to go and setting goals for yourself and where you want to be. Really helps give you direction on how to get there.
Yeah.
And manage
very
it.
Very important. And how
manage
to manage it. And hold back your salesman.
Yeah.
Tame that stallion, right?
Yeah.
Put a collar on him.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's been wonderful to do it with my husband.
Yep.
Well, it's great because you also have two children who are working in the business, and you never know what sort of social security you're going to have 20
That's
years
right.
from now if you decide to.
That was huge.
Sell
that was
it to your children.
I want to bring the kids into it. And
think long term. And,
mm-hmm. and just want to let folks know they're not picking up any nuclear waste. So if you have different ideas, forget about
exactly.
it.
Nope, exactly.
And you also, we talked also about the long term goal, the dream, maybe making it something that's duplicatable.
Absolutely.
Into another marketplace somewhere else. So you've always got that dream, that carrot you're chasing.
Yep.
But if you're smart about your little steps getting there, it's just going to be a better foundation for when you do launch it.
Right. Looking forward to the future.
Absolutely. Well, it's been great having you on the program this morning.
We
thank
really
you
appreciate
very much.
Sharing your story.
Tony, Jim, it was great.
Yeah. Oh, and again, you know, this is we're hoping we can be an encouragement to other people by hearing you starting and especially the way she planned out the steps as a CPA. So that's good.
Jim, next week our guest is going to be Steve Davis, Aviation Services Flight School.
Yep.
He opened his first flight school in 1984. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to get some air under our wings next week.
We're going to have another play on words. We got to go through this again next Saturday.
Tune in next week. We're going to be having another good show.
That's Biz Talk. We'll see you next Saturday morning.